You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. Hey, are they ready to go yet? It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You ready to go? Yeah, every day it's a new adventure, isn't it? Really?
It sure
it really is. This is a... This is a very special edition of the John and Gordy Morning Show.
It is.
We're calling this one Trump Set Iran Back 2 Months. Trump Set the U.S. Back 50 Years.
Oh.
This is that kind of edition of the Morning Show.
Okay.
It's a little longer, but I didn't spend much time on that. So.
Well, we've got to workshop that title a little bit, make it a little punchier.
Yeah.
Look at the clouds out there this morning.
Yeah.
It's just cloudy and humid again, and talking about more rain again, rain later today. Of course, concerts on the square. It's the first one of the season.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
I know. The season begins tonight, but they'll make a call on the rain around 3 o'clock. Whether they're going to, have the shows or not.
I'll have to get out my my special grass pants, to sit out there in the lawn.
Grass pants?
Sucking down.
Well, you're not familiar with concerts on the
my
square,
fancy
are you?
Wines. And
okay. Dom doesn't know what we're talking about, concerts on the square. They have six of them each season, the summer season.
Okay.
They're up on the Capitol Square with the Wisconsin... Orchestra.
Too much information.
Oh, you don't mind? Okay.
Just be uncertain. Call it
John. John's not a fan.
So they
just say that.
They have concerts up there. People show up.
It's really nice.
Sit out on the grass and they bother everybody else by getting in everybody's way. And they're very cool and hip. So
why can't you just
hoity-toity?
I'll have to go myself, and I'll be the decider.
That's where all the elite go. I mean, it's real fun.
They get a big crowd, and...
But at least I have my grass pants, so I could just go up there and sit down on the grass.
Your grass pants. It's the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra.
They do this
six times a year. And tonight's theme, you might actually like it, John, if you went. Because it's... It's Motown. Motown is the theme tonight.
I've had enough of Motown.
Well, okay.
I mean, I like a lot of the music. I just don't, like an intense amount of Motown,
Okay.
Too much sometimes.
Yeah. I like it when they have something like, the Star Wars thing.
Sure.
Or, superhero themed evenings.
Yeah, tonight is, it's called Dancing in the Street, Motown Hits by Radiance.
Great.
Yeah,
Dancing in the Street.
Yeah,
we're gonna see that.
Well, you might like
see dancing out on the lawn.
Okay. Why are you? You're just so.
Sassy.
Did you have
a bad
experience?
Very sassy.
Have you had bad experiences at the concerts on the square?
I just
don't like the traffic or the what?
When I first moved here, I was very wary of Madison. From Milwaukee, very blue collar. And I didn't know what to expect, but what I did acknowledge was that there is a certain element here in Madison, and I used to call it Mattis sensitivity.
Oh, sure.
And it's super, super liberal stuff that just drives me crazy. It's Green Party stuff. I'm all for green energy. I'm just not into this Green Party thing. And it was just something that bothered me a lot, and I call it Mattis sensitivity.
Okay.
I coined that phrase. It's in the dictionary. Go ahead, look it up.
Well, for those that want to go to concerts on the square and enjoy the show and enjoy having, bringing some picnic food and, putting a blanket out on the lawn.
Being out there with the elite.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Dancing in the street. Again, that's tonight. next time around, they're... They have Celebration of Liberty, and then they have American Song on July 9th. This is the big lineup for the rest of the season. Mozart and Mahler. I know you're a big fan of both Mozart and Mahler.
Absolutely, yes, yes.
And then Dark Side of the Moon. That might be.
There you go, right there.
See, there's your rock thing.
That's it.
That's on July 23rd.
Yep.
And then Shostakovich and Beethoven. Again, two of your favorites.
You bet.
I know. You're really into the classical stuff. Okay.
Look, I really go overboard when I talk about this stuff. So, and I'm mostly kidding about Concerts on the Square. It's a great event for the public.
You backtracking now. Yeah, mostly kidding.
But it is kind of an elitist thing, and I'm just not into it.
Okay. All right. Well, for people that are into it, they'll make the call on the weather at by 3 o'clock. Okay.
I'm not going to get into it. You know,
you're too deep into it now. You got the mucklucks on and you're treading water, buddy. Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay.
All right. Let's check the weather
right
now.
Why don't we do that?
Samsung WMDX
go to me
watch?
First. You're always springing this on me. Do you have something that you want to contribute to the weather forecast today?
I know that it's 70 degrees on the WMDX thermometer outside our window.
The official WMDX weather watch says 70 degrees currently.
Okay. So we're in agreement.
There. High of 79 today.
Yeah.
All right. And a low tonight of only 71 degrees.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time is sunset?
Well, the sunset time is 8:41. It's going to get any further than 8:41.
Okay. Roll that weather roulette wheel. Let's check the afternoon high temperature there, Dom. Okay. And around it goes, spinning around, making us all dizzy. 78. Black 78.
Okay. That weather takes forever to actually finish. That thing, it goes forever.
Wheel. Yeah, big it's wheel a big keep deal. On turning.
But it's accurate.
It's accurate at least. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Here's the thing. And I listened last night. I listened to Pete Schwabe last night.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
I heard you on that program, Dom.
Oh no.
What did he say? I didn't listen.
Schwabe just keeps sweeping more information out of Dom's head. And I'm just like, okay, Italian, Mr. Italian in there.
Oh, okay, that's something you have in
right
common.
Right there, right? Yeah, I'm an Italian as well.
There we go.
And
what else?
And they apparently have some kind of Sunday brunch date, I believe. At
who has a Sunday brunch date?
Pete and Dom.
And Dom?
Yeah, they're going to make it out down to Bennett's Meadowwood Country Club.
I know what you're talking about as soon as you're saying it.
Yes, Bennett's.
What's that all about?
It's smut and eggs.
Oh, smut and eggs?
Yeah,
really?
You bet. You know about Bennett's, right?
Was that, I remember. Well, no. They have it on Sunday mornings, right?
Yes.
Is that the deal?
Yes.
Now, I've never been there.
No,
I
haven't either.
But it's somewhere in Madison.
Yeah.
It's on near the interstate somewhere, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Pete was talking all about it, and he was saying, Dom, you got to go. You got to go here. And I was
setting you up, right?
He really set me up because I had no idea that he wanted me to go to this place.
It's on Freeport, and it's right near Raymond Road and 151, Verona Road and Raymond Road.
All right.
It's in the Valley area.
All right.
And the funny thing is, I used to go by there all the time when I was doing the census, kind of a shortcut underneath the bridge, but there's no name.
There's no sign?
There's no sign. It's Freeport Road.
You
got
to know where it is.
Yeah,
huh?
It's Freeport Road, but there's no sign saying this is Bennett's.
Well, I understand the breakfast buffet is really good. That's what I've heard. I don't know.
Well, I think it's the artsy films that they show.
The artsy films. Okay.
Now, you guys were talking about, this would be a better thing in the afternoon. But I don't know if it's ever better. And this is my point is that, smut and egg sounds fun and crazy and really different and all that.
Yeah.
But, when you're in a crowd of strangers and you're sitting there eating brunch, breakfast, and you're watching porn with a lot of people around, I don't know. I guess it takes a certain personality to make it down there.
Got a text comment here from Catherine who says, "You're an idiot, Peterson." So just getting going. You got her going earlier. Well, not good.
That was 3 minutes ago, too.
Not good. Okay. Dom, let's go to your new feature that you've brought into the show. Switch gears here. Yes.
All right.
Spinning our wheels.
Let's stick to would you rather, all right? This is day two of it, you know what I mean?
And, would you rather?
Would you rather. Very simple game, but I figure I want to ask you a few questions, see if you know what it is.
Sure, go ahead. Go on to Bennett's.
You got the wheel.
All right, first one. Would you rather always feel like you're about to sneeze or always have an itch just out of scratching reach? Which one would you rather have? I know you don't want either, but which one would you rather have?
John, you want to go first?
I guess the scratch.
Just out of scratching reach?
Yeah.
You don't want to always feel like you want to sneeze? No?
No, I hate that more than anything.
I wouldn't mind that because I can fight that off.
Yeah.
So I would rather have the sneeze thing. Feeling like you're going to sneeze.
Yeah, you eventually end up sneezing.
Yeah, that's the problem. But I think I can fight that off.
I think so, too.
What about you? Okay.
Right. Oh, actually, okay, hold on.
You have an answer?
Yes, I think I would agree with you, Gordy. You know, about to sneeze. Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, John.
Well, looks like I made some enemies on the show this morning.
Okay. Second question. Would you rather talk like Mickey Mouse when you're angry or laugh just like SpongeBob? Which one would you rather?
Laugh like SpongeBob.
Yeah, that one I would agree with. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about you? Would probably agree too. Yep. That one was more.
Gonna have to practice that one.
Okay.
And then the last one, third and final one. Would you rather travel for free for the rest of your life, or never have to pay for food ever again? This one's tougher. I can tell John's thinking right now. Look at his mind's racing.
I don't travel for free.
I would go with that. Yeah.
All right. Oh, well, yeah. This is my first disagreeing. I think I would never pay for food ever again because I love eating. So I would.
You know what? You said that on Pete Schwab's show yesterday as well.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Well, if there's any question about food, we should talk to you about the food.
Go straight to me.
Yeah.
Yep. Especially
straight
Italian dishes too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Fantastic. You like dabbling in the kitchen?
Yes, I do like dabbling in
the kitchen. Cool, man. So do I.
I got to bring some nice, you know, rigatoni in one day, you know?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah. There you go, Gordy.
Well, good deal.
Match it.
Oh, I can't match that. You guys are into the rigatoni, I can tell. Have a little meeting after the show and discuss your Italian recipes and heritage.
To a little bit of porn.
Oh, God.
Maybe not so much. I don't know about that one. But
all right.
There are plenty of good Italian restaurants around
here.
You
know? Yes, there are. Yeah.
Lombardino's comes to mind.
Yeah, that's right around the corner from you.
Right. And there's one on Regent Street. I can never remember the name of it. With the bookstore next to it.
Yes.
What is that?
Yes. I can't remember that one either. But that's a nice one. We have one in Middleton.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know the name of it?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Venturi or something. Who knows?
Okay. A little bit later on in the show, in our 7 o'clock hour, Amy Horak will be in with the agricultural report, what to do with your lawn when you get all this rain and have to deal with that. We'll be talking with her. And, I'm going to fill you in on something new that we have.
Mm-hmm.
The Sugar River Pizza Party.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you more about this.
Yeah, you can enter your whole office in for a pizza party with John and Gordy at Sugar River Pizza. We'll tell you more about that when we come back. We're just getting going on Wednesday morning.
That's right. It's the You're an Idiot Peterson edition of John and Gordy.
That's it.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Ball here, asking our dear listeners to vote for our friends John and Gordy for best radio team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. They do a great show, and they paid me to say all this. So vote for John and Gordy. Somers, is the check clear yet?
Nope.
Ah, forget that.
Thank you, Todd. I think
jumps off our ship right away.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going down.
623, cloudy this morning, and another humid day. We'll get some showers perhaps this afternoon. Highs near 78. Right now it's 70. I was talking a couple of minutes ago about the Sugar River Pizza Company.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
great place. We were out there a couple of months ago.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful place out in Sun Prairie.
And we've lined up with them. You know, we're both been nominated for Best of Madison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I nominated for Best Radio Team, and Sugar River Pizza also nominated in the Best of Madison poll. And to celebrate our nominations, we are offering up pizza parties businesses around Madison from the three different locations for Sugar River Pizza: Sun Prairie, New Glarus, which I went down to yesterday. Oh. I went down to New Glarus.
Did you?
Yeah, they have a beautiful location there. And their other location in Verona.
Hmm.
Yeah. So they're up for Best of Madison. We invite you to get yourself together with your office or your workplace. And if you would like to have a pizza party, we will bring the pizzas to you. John and Gordy will be there at your office with the pizzas. You can enter easily. Just go to WMDXradio.com, WMDXradio.com, and then click on the banner that says Sugar River Pizza Party. Yeah, it's that easy. And then we'll get some nominations in here for that, or some entries in, and we'll start picking out a few to go have pizza parties.
Yeah.
About once a week.
And we took a little tour.
Yes,
through their
at
kitchen.
Sugar River Pizza. That was really interesting.
That was really great. I wanted
what
to get out there and start making pizza myself.
Well, you know all about their operation and what they have so many great different kinds of pizza.
They really do, you know, and they age the dough in there, and they have a special way of baking them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's really a fantastic time. So,
and quite a bar too, with all the taps.
Yeah, what is it? 98 beers or so? I can't remember. It was a lot. There are a lot of taps in there.
Okay.
A lot of taps, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful place to have dinner.
Yeah. So anyway, go to our website, WMDXradio.com. Look at the picture link there with the on that little carousel that goes around and around. When you see the Sugar River Pizza Party, you click on that, and you'll find out all the information you need to know. And enter. You could, you and your whole office could have a pizza party coming your way from Sugar River Pizza and WMDX. Okay?
And we have a carousel picture link there.
Yes, we do.
I don't know where that is. Catherine is throwing stuff out us.
Well, the first picture is also about Best of Madison, and voting is continuing on that until next Monday.
So that's
is the last day.
It's scrolling pictures on our website.
At the top of the website.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, they call that a carousel.
Okay.
It goes around and around. They thought about calling it a merry-go-round. They said, no, that doesn't that doesn't sound computery enough. We got to go with carousel.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But that's fantastic. I mean, it really is great pizza.
It's going to be, you know, we used to do this many years ago with, you know, when we were at a different radio station, do a pizza party.
And that was a lot of fun.
It was so much fun.
It was fun.
So, yeah, we're reviving that.
Yes, we are.
Catherine said, still an idiot, Peterson.
See, I told you, you got her going early.
She's going to come in here.
Now
you
can't shut off the faucet. It's just going to be a continuing stream of consciousness.
Yeah, you warned me. You are right about that, my friend.
All right.
Man.
All right.
I don't know. You know.
You know what touched her off is the concerts on the square. I mean, that's it.
Well, you know, she's...
Because people love that, you know, except for people like you that are just have no affinity for, you know, the finer arts and, you know, sitting on a nice lawn with your family. You probably never took the kids there, right?
Actually, we did.
Did you really?
Yeah. It didn't make it any better.
Okay.
And I love taking the kids out and trying new experiences, but that is one experience that we could go without, man. I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, I think you're in the minority.
I am. You know, like I said, this is just a very big, angry, personal part of my opinion. But
Okay.
You know, people love it. Yeah. They do love it. Oh,
do we have time to go on the phones?
That, is that who's
got
that?
About 2 minutes? Well, and it is Catherine. Yeah. So let's go.
Okay. Ah. All right. Good morning, Catherine. Go ahead.
For God's sake, Peterson, I'm a violinist.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I have a degree in violin performance from Boston University. I wanted to air Concerts on the Square. I love Concerts on the Square. You're a dork. Elitist my ass.
Well, that's right. You were a violinist, and I'm sure that you had a lot of hoity.
Right, I forgot.
Hoity-toity
elites. Not pimping
elites.
Me at all. Not pimping me at all, huh? Jesus.
Well.
Okay.
Well, go ahead. Practice your violin as the U.S. burns down.
Okay.
Okay.
She's going to get the punching bag going here. She's got a punching bag with your face on it.
I would assume so. Hey, that sounds like a really great event at the next booth we put up someplace.
Yeah, the night market.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have the John and Cordy
stand-up
cardboard.
Cutouts.
Yeah.
Cardboard so cutouts.
You can put your face in where our faces would be, and then you could be John and Cordy for that evening.
Yeah. We're workshopping that idea still.
But the punching bag
might be a good
idea. I like that.
Yeah. We'll look into that. Okay.
All right.
It is 6:29.
I feel awful giddy this morning. I got to calm down.
Maybe it's something in the coffee.
We got some bad news. You know, we got some good news.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the news continues. The news cycle never ends, does it?
It doesn't.
But we'll come back with it, with Idiocracy right around the corner.
Absolutely.
On John and Gordy in the Morning.
There's something about me the women all love. I wear Italian shoes.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
They're always dumb, WMDX. John and Gordy in the Morning, a special Trump sit-around back by 2 months. Trump sit-around, or U.S. back, 50 years. So that's the kind of program it is today, and we'll get to a whole bunch of stories and just things that'll make you wonder if we're ever going to make it for the next 3.5 years.
It is 6:36. It's cloudy this morning and 70 degrees. Highs today in the upper 70s. Yeah. Look for some off and on rain showers. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They emphasize passion over profit, and they're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. That's what it's all about. They're family-owned and community-focused. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. It's a great website. You can get an initial hearing test there and set up an appointment. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center. Go to their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
I'm going to get something off my chest right away.
All right, go ahead. I know you've been holding back.
You can tell I'm a little angry about this. This is a story I came across today, and it was in the Senate that a discussion took place between Mitch McConnell, former leader there, and a few other Republicans that were very worried about the cuts they're making, even more dramatic cuts to Medicaid, right?
Right.
And I just want... I was going to save this till tomorrow, but what the hell? I'm really ticked off about this one. So McConnell gave him a little speech, you know, a little, hey, come on, guys, you know?
Yeah.
And this is what he said. I'm not kidding. He said this. I know a lot of us are hearing from people back home about Medicaid, but they'll get over it.
What? Oh. Really?
Yeah.
That's the attitude now. They'll get over it. They'll get over it.
That rubs me the wrong way. Oh, you know, people will lose their health care, but, you know, they'll get over it.
Right.
Yeah. This is the kind of attitude that these people have. They are so, they talk about being for the working man. I don't think this is something that will go over well with the working man.
No. No, not at all.
This is
they'll
pathetic.
Get over it.
Yeah, they'll get over it. Well, they'll get over not having health care. They're angry, but we don't talk to them, they'll get over it.
They'll get over it. They'll pay higher premiums or higher bills, and they'll get over that. They just will stop going to the doctor and get sicker.
Yes. It'll kill a lot of people, in other words.
Right.
And they call that preventable deaths, and that will increase dramatically even after the ACA drops a whole bunch of people, because people won't be able to afford their premiums each and every month because the premium supplement is going away. Part of it, anyway, is going away, and it'll increase those premiums by $200 to $300 a month. Yeah. Just wait till that happens.
Yeah, that's not going to go over well.
But you know what, Gordy? They'll get over it.
Yep.
All right. Wow. Okay. I got that off my chest.
Well, that came from McConnell, so, you know, he would know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he used to be the leader of the Senate.
Here's the thing about McConnell. You know, he needs health care now. You know?
Yes.
And we pay for his health care.
He's covered, yes. Yeah.
That's one of the weird things. You know, Republicans don't like it when people get things they don't have. That's one. You're entitled, huh? You know, that's something they get angry about. And yet they're not angry about the fact that they're paying for their representatives to have health care. Mm-hmm. But their representatives don't give a damn about giving them health care back.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing.
Again, it's something I think the Democrats should jump on right now, because when everybody starts losing their insurance, it'll look like the Democrats are reacting to it instead of proactively going after this. We got a call right now. Let's go to the phones. Mark, what do you got for us?
Well, to repeat what I've said before, I don't know if I said it here, but to channel Dickens once again, oh, God, to hear the insect on the leaf commenting on too much life among his hungry brothers in the dust. I mean, this is another whole... You know, hurry up and die and decrease the surplus population is what we're hearing from this current crop of Republicans.
That's pretty much it, yes.
Mitch McConnell should just be ashamed of himself. I mean, the one thing, the most terrifying part of the whole Dickens thing when you see it is the two children beneath the ghost of Christmas presents beneath his robes. And the girl is want and the boy is ignorance. And these Republicans seem to ignore the fact that on ignorance upon his brow was written doom. I mean, these guys are just ignorant. And doom is going to be, because they're just so damn ignorant. I mean, it permeates throughout the Republican Party these days, and parts of the Democratic Party too. These guys just don't give a rip about it. Oh, they'll get over it. Well, you know, some of them won't get over it because they'll be dead.
Yeah.
Is that what you want, Mitch McConnell? And that's what you want, Republicans? I mean, it is just beyond me that they want to do this. I mean, even in the fascist countries over in Europe, like Hungary and Turkey, and that they actually have national health care. They actually have health care programs over there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't want to have, but heaven forbid we have, you know, in this country, which is supposed to be a small L, small D liberal democracy, but they just simply do not want to provide that kind of help.
I know. You know, that scene out of Dickens is probably one of the most impactful scenes in each and every one of the film versions of it. It's just, it's horrific. And for McConnell, and let me just repeat that line again. He says, I know a lot of us are hearing from people back home about Medicaid, but they'll get over it. That's the attitude that they have in this country. That's the attitude. I can't believe, and Mark, I don't know if this is true, but can all Republicans be sociopathic? It sounds like a negative, right? It sounds like I'm calling them sociopaths.
Right.
But could they be all sociopaths because they live by this mantra?
Well, I mean, it's apparently the same mantra that they allow that Ayn Rand has become a secular saint to them, where, you know, that we are just eaters and consumers, and that democracy is actually a form of totalitarian government, and We just don't need to have it. I mean, because that restricts the individual's right to do whatever the hell he wants to his fellow man, and we don't need regulations at all. I mean, it is just hell. It's just like you said. They just don't seem to care.
They don't seem to care. And by the way, congratulations for making it out on Tom Hartman's show the other day.
Yeah, I heard you too. Good for you.
Yeah, great stuff. Okay, Mark, thank you.
Thanks
for
guys.
Giving us a call.
608-879-8255. That's our number, 608-879-TALK.
Or send us a voice note if you can. It's right there.
Yeah. We have our
Civic Media app.
Have we gotten any voice notes?
I don't think we have.
You can do it right from the Civic Media app.
All you got to do, just hit
record. We got a couple of samples,
send
right?
It. Yeah, I think we have one.
I don't think we have them.
Yeah, we can play those.
We have one from,
Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, this is Parker from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. I just wanted to tell John real quick to shut his yap.
Okay. Well, that's a nice note from Parker.
I think Gordy also, I don't know, someone else.
Tell that John Peterson fella he ought to mind his own damn business and shut his pie hole once and for all.
Boy, starting to sound a lot like you, Gordy.
He's from Tennessee, I'm pretty sure.
And do we have Troy as well?
Let me see. I mean, we probably should.
We got that one.
I'm sure we have. Sure.
Troy from Mount Horeb. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
See, here we go. Seems to be a theme that's running through some of those.
I guess it's one of those hot memes that everybody talks about.
Has Catherine sent in a voice note yet?
No, but she's got it. She's sending a bunch of testers, but she's got to send one.
Oh.
She's got to send another
A real one.
She's got to send a real one. Okay. Catherine, you're for listening.
All right. Okay.
I'm ready for it. Mm-hmm. I am,
Are you?
Hey, look, we're up for the best of medicine, all right?
Yeah.
Don't mess with us.
Just go to our website, WMDXradio.com, and vote.
If anybody had an ego problem, it'll be me if we win that.
All right. Okay. All right.
He may regret that vote. Now let's go to, we're talking about having no shame. This is a line that Judge Swift gave the Trump administration, federal Judge William Young and others. Have mentioned this before about the Trump attitude toward ignoring court decisions.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
What did they have to say?
Well, Judge Young in Boston declared that Trump's termination of the NIH research grants was unlawful and arbitrary and capricious.
Mm.
The ruling alleges potential racial bias, by the way, and that's what ticked off Young. He wanted officials to clarify the meaning of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Tell us all about it, won't you? Mm. He raised concerns over canceled grants targeting health disparities and noted a troubling pattern of discrimination against racial minorities and the LGBTQ community. No kidding. Again, we have said it so many times on this show, any anti-DEI individual is being a racist individual because this is just trying to cement it in. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the Trump administration shot back saying, I love this, HHS stands by its decision to end funding for research that prioritized ideological agenda over scientific rigor and meaningful outcomes for the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
All right.
Really? I think we got another call here, John. Let's go to Joe.
Okay.
He's on the line. Good morning, Joe.
Well, just to build on what Mark had said in reference to those one little liners that tell you just mountains about people in terms of Mitch McConnell saying they'll get over it in reference to huge cuts to Medicaid, health care, their lives, their health, et cetera. At any rate, there was a lovely one that our president had to Governor Huckabee out of her state after it had been devastated by a series of tornadoes that went through. She applied as governors do for FEMA assistance and was turned down. And apparently Trump said to her, you'll figure something out.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. Yeah. That's the attitude.
Yeah. Yeah. I do have to add, you know, former press secretary to said president appealed the decision, and finally, I think it was about a month and a half later, was able to get some assistance. I don't know if they got all of what they requested, but they were able to get some. And there's this lovely picture of the governor in the Arkansas Advocate, and she's standing there with some constituents, and their house is leveled. You know, the roof's off, all that. It's, you'll figure something out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's where a lot of people are sitting at this point from all the disasters all over the country. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, heart of gold. Anyway, thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much.
All right. It's just amazing when you think about it. I mean, the NIH had cut, I think, 2,100 research projects. And those are, you know,
National Institute of Health.
Yeah.
Really?
These are tests. These are people in studies.
Yeah, and they're ongoing.
And they're just done.
Yeah. And, yeah. That's disappointing.
Sending us back 50 years.
It is 6:48. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy for a Wednesday morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. A special Trump set Iran back 2 months, Trump set the U.S. back 50 years. We got to shorten it in some way, shape, or form.
Yes.
I'm messing it up every once in a while.
Let's work on that.
Yeah.
6:53, cloudy this morning. Look for some scattered rain showers, maybe a couple of thunderstorms along the way, and highs in the upper 70s. And coming up in our next hour, we'll talk to Amy Horak from David J. Frank, find out what you should be doing with your lawn and garden this time of year when... You know, we've got all this heat, we've got all this humidity, and then occasionally some heavy rains.
I'll ask her about my lawn.
Yeah? What's going on with your lawn?
Good.
Lately? Yeah?
Looks good.
Things, everything?
Yeah, it's not
okay.
Too bad. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I want to get to this text here from Scott.
Oh.
He says, you say these Republicans don't care. Well, the question I have is why should Democrats care more than the people who put these people in power? Because we do care.
We do care.
We do care. But, you know, I also want to mention it again that I think we're apolitical. I don't think we're really political. We're just looking at how can we make life better in the U.S. for everybody?
Yeah.
Less expensive for everybody. Safer. More healthy. How can we do that in this country? It's not left or right. It's just how can we progress?
Yeah,
How can we make life more accessible and healthier for people in this country?
Yeah, we used to look forward to the future. And remember growing up, you always heard this thing where your parents said, well, we want to make things better for you.
We
went through what we went through, and our parents, you know, made our lives better than what they had.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of the thinking, like every generation, you know, things should get a little bit better. You know, society should get better. Government and, you know, everything should get better.
And now the Gen Zers, so the millennials, they're saying that that's not happening.
That's not, they don't see a future. They don't know about if they will ever be able to afford buying a house or, you know, settling into a job.
Pessimistic. And that's not the attitude as a parent I want to give my children.
Right.
And my guys, you know, I hope they can do something, you know, with this gig economy. And the fact that I think there should be a basic income for everybody in this country because we're not getting the benefits and the pensions that we used to get.
Mm-hmm.
And in some way, you know, everybody's going to be changing occupations every so often, especially with AI, things will be changing dramatically. They're already changing dramatically. How are we going to keep up with that? It's going to be very difficult. And if there was a basic income that we could spread out throughout the entire country, we could all at least basically live and maintain a home and buy some food. But at the same time, everybody wants to make some kind of money, have a job somewhere. I mean, that's just, you know, part of our DNA. So if people don't want to sit on the couch and not do anything and live off the land, that doesn't happen. It's just a myth the right wing created. Everybody
basic
wants to
national income, a basic, a base national income, and you know, healthcare. I mean, those two things. If we could just get behind that. And get the Democrats behind
that. If we could just do that. Other countries have done similar things, and it seems to be working out for them.
Yeah,
I don't know. I see on your screen there you got Murkowski.
Yeah. She
Senator
was,
Lisa Murkowski is thinking about maybe being an independent or a Democrat.
Yeah, she's
just
mulling
like
it over.
Bernie Sanders does.
Right.
Know? He's an independent, but he works on the Democratic side. So that's interesting. That could throw the whole Senate into motion.
It could. We have Kurt on the line this morning with a call or a comment. Good morning, Kurt. Go ahead.
Morning. You know, Tom Hartman tells a story quite often of a U.S. Reporter interviewing a millionaire businessman in Germany, and they're sitting in an area where there's outside seating and food being served. And he said, he pressed me, he said, well, aren't you upset that you're paying so much in taxes? You know, you could be worth so much more money. And I'm loosely paraphrasing, but he tells the reporter to look around. He says, see all these people here enjoying themselves, being able to afford the food and promote, you know, business throughout the community. He said, I'd rather be surrounded by all of them, making sure that they're making a living wage, than me being worth millions and millions and being surrounded by nothing but the poor.
Great story. Great story.
Yeah. Boy, that's says
good.
It all. Yeah.
That's a great story. Kurt, thank you. Appreciate it. You know, in fact, Hartman used to talk a long time ago about how when people are stressed out, when times are really tough and no one knows what's going to happen next, they always vote conservative.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that crazy? And that, and that's why we're seeing what we're seeing today, is that they're voting conservative because they're very worried about the economy. They had no economy to worry about. By the way, Biden left a great economy. We were the envy of the world. Remember those headlines?
Yeah, I remember them.
So it's you know, it's hard to imagine that everybody fell for the line that we were sinking deeper and deeper in debt and we weren't going to make it and it was destroying the country. And that was never more false.
Hey, coming up, we'll be, again, talking with Amy Horak in our next hour. You can vote for us for Best of Madison. Go to WMDXradio.com and just click on the link there. The picture is at the top of the page, and you can go to Best of Madison. There's only a few more days to vote. The voting ends when June ends, so June 30th is next Monday. And you can vote right there. You can get a link to Best of Madison and vote for John and Gordy for Best Radio Team. We appreciate that.
Why not do that?
So, yeah, why not? Why not? Okay, it's 6:59. We'll be back with more.
Yeah, we've got a whole bunch of stuff coming up next hour. We'll be talking about BB controlling Trump and the supercells that Biden led into the country.
The super
cells. Yes, the super. This is just
really?
For you, Gordy.
Oh no. Okay. It's coming up.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.